This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. We have a fundamental sugya today. It's a brief topic, but this subject is a very lamdisha subject, and it's fundamental to the entire understanding of one of the main themes of Elo Naros, namely, Kimle Bedraba Mine. We're going to deal with one of the most basic questions raised by the Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua, and this question is raised in the Hakdama of the Pnei Yeshua Masechta Ksubas. The Hakdama of the Pnei Yeshua Masechta Ksubas was written by his son-in-law, Rav Berush, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. The Pnei Yeshua asks a major question on the whole sugya that we're learning, and Rabbi Kiva Eger establishes a wondrous principle in how Kimle B'Derabba Mine operates. Let's begin with the Gemara's question. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah in the beginning of Elo Naros says, Elo Naros Sheish Lahem Knas, which implies that there's monetary payment for living with the Nara. So the Mishnah says, Elo Naros Sheish Lahem Knas. And the question is, but in Masechta Makos, Elohein Halokin, it says that if somebody rapes a Nara, they get Malkus. And since we have a rule, Ein Loikin Umeshalmin, so which Mishnah is correct? The Mishnah in Ksubis says you pay money, and the Mishnah in Malkus says that you get lashed. And the Sugya basically brings two answers, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Ula says, really, whenever there's money in Malkus, you pay money. The Mishnah in Malkus, that says that you get lashed, it's talking about a boigeres, a shoita, a mafuta, some kind of scenario where there's no monetary payment. But when there is monetary payment, then you pay money. Where do you learn it from? Tachas, tachas. Rabbi Yochanan gives an answer, no. The Mishnah Malkus is right. Whenever you get Malkus and Mamon, you get lashed and you don't pay money. What's the Mishnah in Ksubas talking about? Where you weren't warned. Those are the two answers in the sugya. Comes the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't know what the question is to begin with. There's a stira between Ksubas and Malkus. Ksubas says you pay money. Malkus says you get lashed. Guess what? The two punishments are not incurred at the same time. They're not? Aren't they incurred when you rape the woman? But let's break it down. There's Tchilas Bia and Soif Bia. When is a person Chayev Malkus? Malkus, you're Chayev B'Tchilas Bia. Malkus, for sure, you're Chayev Bahara. The same way you're Chayev Kares Bahara, you're Chayev Malkus Bahara in the beginning of the Bia. What about the punishment of Mamain? Well, as we're going to see, Toisus and Yevamis is Masupik when the punishment of Mamon comes, but there's a Tzad in Toisus, you don't pay money until the Gemar Bia. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, the whole sugya here in Elo Naros, he doesn't understand the question. The Mishnah says you pay money, the Mishnah Makkah says you get Malkus. Yes, you're both right. You pay money by the end of the Bia, and you're Chayiv Malkus in the beginning of the Bia. You're Chayiv, Elohein Aloikin is for the beginning of the Bia, and Elo Naros Sheishlam Knas is the end of the Bia. Kimle B'Derabim Minei is when they're simultaneous. They're not simultaneous over here. This is the kasha of the Hakdama of the Pnei Yeshua to Masechta Ksubas. Okay, you get the question? According to Toisus and Yevamis, that the Knas comes B'Gemar Bia, so then there's no Kimle B'Derabim Minei. You're Chayiv Malkus for the beginning of the Bia, you're Chayiv Mamon for the end of the Bia. Let's read this inside. It says the Pnei Yeshua, Miu I kashali ha kashali. If I have a question, it's going to be as follows: Al shitas toisus biyavamas hanal. Deloynis rabsa ha'ara kigmar bia. Afilu lamanda amar ha'ara zu hachnasas atara ayin sham. According to the manda amar, that the initial stage of bia is not included like the gemar bia. Even if you say ha'ara is the insertion of the atara, v'al karcha chad de parch lekaman. Haba ala choisoi, or a minhu. Elohein haloiken haba alachaisai. V'kaimelon dein loiken mashaman. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, my parach. What's the question? Hare ein malkus v'tashum and bon keachad. They're not coming simultaneously. Ela al karchach kedaprishus dezechash bon keachad. Mi depatar beba al chayve misos bezden. Kivan tevigmar bia. Nami ika hasroas misa. According to Ula, the Mishani Kamachos and Nar Kamachos Bageres, the Kaimalon Kalechadi Kaman Max Mokalog Maman Lamashalem. So here's the question. My Duchke Logmachos Bageres, what forces Ula to say we're talking about a Bageres? Ha Filo Achos and Nara Nami Ika Malkus. There's Malkus, the Afagav de Ba'alma Kalhecha. Oh, next sheet. Kalhecha deika mamayna malkus mokaloi laki. Really, you get paid, and you pay money, and you don't get malkus. Shani hacha shekvar neschayim malkus kadem shvali de tashlumin. Here, you're already chayim malkus before you came to monetary payment. Demisha sheheraba neschayim malkus from the time that hara was done. You're chayim malkus uknas loy mechayim. Ad gmar bia, you're not chayiv knas until the completion of the bia. Ula nias daiti tsorach. What?
What about other payments like pigam? L'chayra, even by hara, there should be a chayiv pigam.
Okay, well, one second. Ula nias daiti tsorach yin gadol. You're saying, what about the other payments? Well, the question is, at what stage is a woman considered a ba'ula? But before that, the Gemara has a kasha. What's the kasha of Elo Nar Sheyesh Lahem Kenas? What's that question? It's not a stira. You get malchus for the beginning, and you pay kenas for the end. So even if the other payments are on the beginning, but what was the question to begin with? In other words, what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha falls away. What was the kasha? What was the kasha? That's the Pnei Yeshua's question. What is the Gemara's question? There's a simple answer. They're not happening simultaneously. Now let's see Tosis and Yavamis, where Tosis goes through two possibilities. Tosfos says, "Perish b'kuntras de'ein mishalem knas ad gemar bia." Sheyesham hasharas besulim. You don't pay knas until the gemar bia, which is removes the besulim. Umefarsh Rabbeinu Tam v'riva devade mishalem knas ahara v'ashaloi kedarka af agav de'ein meisher besulim. The Hasam Davka Ka'amar Doloy Mishalem Ad Gemar Bia Mishum Demei Kara Kimle B'Derabine Denitan Latzil B'Navshay. So first Tosfos says it's sad, you don't pay Knas until the Gemar Bia. Then Tosfos says, there's no special gzeres hakasav to be marba hara for knas. So what's Tosfos vacillating about? First, Tosfos says, Rashi says, "Ein mishalim knas ad gemar bia," because only the gemar bia is meisher the besulim. Rabbeinu Tam says, "No, you do pay knas for hara." So it's sad, you do pay. Then Tosfos says, "Well, it could be there is no knas on hara because it was never nisrabe." But it seems like Tosfos is vacillating whether there's knas on hara or not. So Pnei Yeshua was asking, according to the Tzad, that there's no knas until the Gemara Bia, then our whole sugya is, it seems to be based, predicated on a question that can be answered very simply. Namely, the Mammon and the Malkus are not happening simultaneous. So you ready for this? Fasten your seatbelts. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger advances the following Chiddush Nifla. How does Kimlei B'Drabine work? Why are you exempt from monetary payment if there's another punishment? Is it that you can't pay two things at the same time? Well, in this case, it's not the same time. Or is it that when a person does two things, we're not going to attribute one of the things to that person? We'll say that the other thing someone else did. If you take that sad, that regarding the other infraction, somebody else committed that infraction, then even though in this case it's not happening simultaneous, listen to what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying. At the time that you did bir ha'arah to this woman, you're chayiv malkus. That means regarding any monetary responsibility, someone else did the act regarding monetary responsibility. Now when it comes to Gemar Bia, you want to nail the guy that he should pay knas for Gemar Bia? But what do you mean? He didn't do the beginning of the Bia. You're only chayiv for Gemar Bia if you did the Tchilas Bia. But if you didn't do the Tchilas Bia, you're not chayiv for the Gemar Bia. And in this case, you didn't do the Tchilas Bia. Because the Tchilas Bia, it's like someone else did regarding monetary payment. The Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger is the way Kimlei B'Drabine works is regarding the second element. It's like someone else did it. So even though we're trying to nail you for monetary responsibility for something that happened B'Gemar Bia, which was a later time, but if the initial act is not attributed to you, then that could exempt you from the final completion as well. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Su Hiksha, according to Ula, that says you pay money, you don't get malchus. Why can't we say that both cases are talking about your sister who's a nara? That by Hara, where there's no Chiyav Mamayin, you're Chayav Malkus. Uve Gemar, Deba Chiyav Mamayin, after Adayin Chiyav Malkus, Olav Ala Gemar, Mikamakam Ha'amrina Mamayin Mashalim, V'iniach B'tzar Chiyon. Meaning on the Hara, there's no Chiyav Mamayin, so you're Chayav Malkus. In the Gemar, there's a Chiyav Mamayin. I am still Chayav Malkus. Listen carefully to the question, because it's not so pasha what the question is. Because you'll say, well, it's not just, they happen at different times. First I'm Chayav Malkus, and then I'm Chayav Mamayin. No, but when I do the Gemar Bia, I'm also Chayav Malkus. I'm still Chayav Malkus. I'm Chayav Malkus for the beginning, I'm Chayav Malkus for the end. So then regarding the end, there's Mamayin and Malkus. So let the Malkus pater the Mamayin. The answer is no, this is an Ula. Ula holds when there's money and Malkus, you pay. So originally, you just were Chayav Malkus. So for that, you'll be Chayav Malkus. And in the end, where you're Chayav Malkus and Mamayin, you'll be Chayav Mamayin, because Ula holds whenever there's Mamayin and Malkus, you're Chayav Mamayin. That's the Kasha. It's not just, the question is not just, well, the Chayav Malkus comes for the beginning, the Chayav Mamayin comes for the end. No, there's a Chayav Malkus on the end as well. So let that Chayav Malkus on the end pater the Mamayin. No, this is Ula. Ula holds when there's Malkus and Mamayin, you're going to pay money. So for the initial act, where it's Malkus and no money, you get Malkus. For the final element, where there's Malkus and Mamayin, you'll pay money and you won't get Malkus. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Uvedvareinu Hanal Miyushav Gamzais. Based on what we said earlier, you could give the following answer. Dehacha Iyafsha L'chayiv Malkus Al Hara. You can't be Mechayiv Malkus on the initial step. Why not? Dim Nechayveo Malkus. If you're going to be Mechayiv Malkus, Iyafsha Shahara Yigram Chiyav Mamain. You'll never be Chayiv Mamon for the Hara. So you say, I don't need to be Chayiv Mamon for the Hara. Be Chayiv Mamon for the Gemar Bia. Well, then it will be V'Havei Kahara Acher. It's going to be like someone else did the Hara. What's the halacha if Reuven does Hara and Shimon does the Gemar Bia? Do you have to pay a Knas? No, because she's a Ba'ula. V'Einu Mechuyiv Knas Ala Gemar Dehi Ki Ba'ula, says Rabbi Kiveger. This woman is like a Ba'ula. The Kivan Shekain, the Al Yedei Malkus Tahara, Yidcha HaChiyav Mamon, since through the Malkus of the Hara, the Chiyav Mamon will be pushed away, Hadre Leklala, now we revert back to the rule, the Mamonim Ashalem V'lay Laki. You pay money and you don't get Malkus. Meaning, since by getting Malkus on the Hara, the Chiyav Mamon will be pushed away. Because if you're going to get, if we chayev Malkus on the Hara, then legabe the Hara, it's like someone else did the Hara, and the Chiyav Mamon will be pushed away, because you won't be able to nail him on the Chiyav Mamon for the Gemar Bia, because it's like someone else did the initial stage. So now the Malkus is pushing away the money, but that's not the rule. The rule is you pay and you're not chayev Malkus. So therefore, the halacha should be, you pay and you don't get Malkus. In other words, Rabbi Kiveger is establishing the following rule. That is, the way Kimlei B'Derabbi Minei works is that regarding the secondary act, it's like someone else did it. We're going to consider it like someone did the hara, else did the hara. If we're going to be Mechayiv you Malkus on the hara, then the Ha'ara cannot be Mechayev Achiev Mamain. The Ha'ara will be like someone else did it. The way Kimlei B'Derabbanei works is, regarding Malkus, you did it. Regarding being Chayev Malkus, you raped the woman. But that means regarding monetary payment, you didn't do the Ha'ara. Someone else did it. So when this guy comes and he finishes the job, it's like he did a Gemar Bia on a woman who was already a Ba'ula. Now it's true, he's the one who made her a ba'ula. But it's Kimlei B'Derabbanei makes it as if someone else did it. So you'll never be chayiv the mamon. And in that case, that means the malkus is pushing away the mamon. So we'll say adarabba. You can't have monetary payment being pushed aside because of malkus. This is ula, who says you pay and you don't get malkus. And therefore the logic dictates that you should pay money and not get Malkus. This is the rule of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, Legabe the Ha'ara, it's like someone else did it. Regarding the Ha'ara, it's like someone else did it. It's like he didn't do the Tchilas Habia. He only did the Soif Bia. So you can't be Mechayvim Knas. You can only be Mechayv someone Knas if he did the beginning and the end of the Bia. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is not happy with this. First, again, the Yisoid, the principle of Rabbi Kiva Eger, is the way Kimlei B'Derabbanei works, is not that the more strict punishments exempts you from the lesser. It's regarding the lesser, it's like you didn't do it. In that case, even though here we want to be Mechayiv him for the Gemar Bia, but regarding the Tchilas Bia, he didn't do it. So you're not going to be Chayiv, a Knas, for just doing a Gemar Bia on a woman who's already a Ba'ula. So Rabbi Chanan asks, who cares that he didn't do the beginning of the Bia? Is there a rule that in order to be Chayiv Knas, you have to do the Tchilas Bia? The only rule is, in order to be Chayiv Knas, you can't rape a Ba'ula. And when you are the one who lived with her, we're not going to say you did a Gemar Bia on a Ba'ula. only if she became a Ba'ula through someone else. So is Kimle b'Derabamine going to make it someone else made her a Ba'ula? Or is it just we don't attribute the beginning of the act to you? But we're going to make it like a stranger did it? Someone, we're going to say that when you did a Gemar Bia, you did a Gemar Bia to a Ba'ula? We're just going to say, you did the Gemar Bia, you didn't do the Tchilas Bia. Okay, fine, so I should be Chayv Knas. You're Chayv Knas for a Gemar Bia. You're just not Chayv Knas for a Gemar Bia on someone who someone else did the Tchilas Bia. But Kim of the Ramane is not going to make it that someone else did the beginning of the Bia. Just going to make it that the beginning of the Bia is not attributed to me. Read to you how Rabbi Chanan asked the question. He says in the Kavet Shiurim Chelik Beis Siman Yiro Yisid Beis. Aval Hoche In Sach Klal Hara L'Enyan Chiyuvai. You don't need Hara to Mechayev Knas. Dilu Hoye Ev Shalasas Hagmar Bia B'Lei Hara Klal. If it would theoretically be possible to do the Gmar Bia without the beginning, Vaday Hoye Mechayev Knas. You definitely be Chayev Knas. The Gmar Bia You be a Shleima B'Fnei Asma. The completion of Bia is a complete Bia by itself. The dafka b'hara, it's tricha kra lasis asama ara kegoymer. By hara, we need a pasuk to say that the beginning is like the completion. Avo b'gemar bia loitzar kra, you don't need a pasuk that the completion is like the completion. Kemavur b'mishnah perak b'ezeshuas, the chayiv chatas al gemar bia l'chuda. The mishnah of the second perak of Shavuos, we find that your chayiv Achatas, just for the Gemar Bia. She yitzi asay hanala, you could be asay. Because going out is a hanah just like coming in. Vahad dipatar beha'araba, beha'araba yachar, the reason why you're exempt if someone else does hara, it's not because you can't be chayiv knas without you doing the hara. Eina tam diyev shel chayiv b'lei hara. It's not that you can't be chayiv knas without hara. It's just if someone else did the hara, then she's a ba'ula. Ela da'al yedei haras acher nasis ba'ula v'aras atzmai. If you yourself do the hara, ain't a chashuva kebaula. She's not a ba'ula. But you don't need the hara to be chayiv. Ela haras acher paitrasa mishem ba'ula. And haras atzmai ain't a paitrasa. And let's say there would not have been a din of kimla javine. Would she be a ba'ula? She wouldn't be a ba'ula. So she's not going to become a ba'ula al yedei kimle b'derabimini. Reb Reuven Grzovsky, he understands it like as follows. Your chayiv for a Gemar Bia, provided that the Gemar Bia is completing what you started. But if you didn't start it, you're not going to be chayiv a knas. Your chayiv knas for the Gemar Bia, if you're goymer the Bia that you started. If you didn't start it, you're not going to be chayiv. If someone else started it, you're going to be pater. If you yourself started it, that doesn't render her a ba'ula, because since you completed it, that began the chiyuv knas, and it was completed with your completion. So in other words, Rabbi Kiva Eger's chiddush over here, is the way Kimle B'Derabine works is that it doesn't just exempt you from money, but it makes the initial act not attributed to you. And if we can't attribute the initial act to you, it's not that we're going to say someone else did it. But in order to be Chayiv Knas, you need to be Goymer a Bia that you started. And we cannot consider it here that you started the Bia. Because this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. the way, the method of Kimle B'Rav Minei is, we make it that regarding the secondary Chiyuv, it's not, the act is not attributed to you. That is the major revolutionary Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Not that someone else did it. We're not going to make up that someone else, you did it, but we're not attributing it to you. Without attributing it to you, then you're not going to be Chayav the Knas. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful rest of the day. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov everyone. Be well.
Don't you see the famous case of Kohen Rabbeinu is Zeila on Shabbos? Mark talks about it. The Gazel picks it up, he kind of like bought, and by the time he brings it in to the Sarabu, two different times. Where it says Teretz is Megarav Yotze and Garav Yotze.
Right.
Wouldn't you say the same svara here? It's not good. In other words, you see that it's considered two different times. But really, when you pick it up, there's an akira. You need that akira in order to do the handoff of Sarabin. You should be chayv both. But the Gemara says you're not chayv. So it seems like the Gemara clearly is going to be a key group to the Kibbeh svara.
Again, the Gemara asks, well, if you did a hagbah, the Gemara says like this, if you did a hagbah, and then you pulled it out, you're chayev for the gzela, and then you're chayev for Shabbos, so you're going to be chayev.
But technically speaking, in order to get it out, you need to do the akira, take it in the shisrab, and do the anap. But you see clearly, this is Rabbi Akiva Sforz, that it's not connected to two things.
What do you mean?
In other words, in order to be chayev Shabbos, don't you have to do an akira and just see up in it and anap on shisrab?
Yeah.
So the akira is when you're picking it up. At the same time, you're doing it.
The case of Kimel Adamini B'Shabbos is when they happen simultaneously. If they don't happen simultaneously.
But the Gemara first asks this case, and what says it's two different times. But in fact, the Gemara is saying that it's two different times. It's Mamash Rabbi Vegas Torah. Because really, it's the same act that's just being finished later. Not Kira and Anacha. So you see, the Rabbi Vegas is correct. That it's two separate. It's looked at as two separate acts.
No, let's say in a case, in the first case, the Gemara gives two cases. One case is you did Hagbah, and one case you're Megarav Yotze. So in the case where you do a Hagbah, where you're Taka Chayev, so you're Chayev for the money, and there's no Chiyuv Shabbos at that time. So how do you see Rabbi Akiva Eiger Svara?
Because you've already started the act.
No, but the Shabbos already started.
The Chiyuv of Shabbos is starting. You did the Akira.
Yeah, but if I don't,
considered two separate.
Yeah, but if I don't finish anything, then there's no Shabbos.
Stop. What happens if you do Hara and then you stop and then you start?
If you do Hara, you're ready. You're Chayiv the more severe. It's the flip side of the Gemara and Shabbos. What? It's the flip of Shabbos. By Shabbos, you started with the lesser one, and you're not chayv the more severe one until after. By our case of Hara, this more severe one is in the beginning, and you're not chayv the lesser one until the knas, the gemar, in the end.
Why should that make a difference?
Because it's the more severe one that's pottering you, not the less severe one. The more severe one we attribute to you. The less severe one we don't attribute to you. So when you're doing the more severe one, we're going to say that the lesser severe one is not attributed to you. But when you start with the lesser severe one and you didn't do the more severe one yet, the lesser severe one is still attributed to you until it's only going to be unattributed when you then later do the more severe one. I guess.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.